In the gospel readings, we heard the story of the wealthy man who had three people working for him. One had great ability, the second had average, and the third very little. And one day the wealthy man went on a journey, but before he left, he gave them each a sum of money according to the ability to manage. However, he did not tell them what to do with that money that they received. Two of the workers decided to invest their portion and make a profit. The third decided to do nothing with his portion. To really appreciate this gospel, we need to look deeper into the meaning of this parable. The wealthy man who went on a journey was Jesus. He ascended into heaven and will return at the end of the world. The workers are you and me. The money is the talent that we received from him to help him spread the message to others. I would like to focus on the talent that God has given us. And I believe that the talent is not necessarily the gift of our vocation, like being a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. It's what we do with that talent that we will be held accountable for. So what did this parable mean to us here today? 2,000 years later, its meaning is very applicable today as it was then, and maybe even more so today. Let me explain with a modern-day parable that I recently came across. A brilliant student was taking the final exam in one of her mandatory classes. She was doing really well until she reached the last question on the exam. The question asked, "What is the name of the cleaning lady who cleans our classroom?" And of course, the student took the professor to task and said, "Surely this must be a joke." The student had seen this woman many times, but she never knew her name. The student never realized how spick and span and inviting that classroom was due to this lady. So the student handed in the test paper and leaving that question unanswered. She asked the professor if the question counted for her final grade, and he replied, "Absolutely." But then he addressed the class. He said, "In your careers, you will meet many people who you might consider non-significant, but they also deserve your gentleness, your kindness, and especially the benefits of your knowledge, even if it's only for a brief, sincere, heartfelt greeting." One of the most significant talents that we have was given to each one of us in this church when we were baptized. And that talent is our ability to bear witness in our daily lives to the faith that we profess, especially by our actions toward one another and to others. When Jesus returns, he will judge us on how well we used our God-given talent to advance his kingdom during our time here on earth. He will judge us on how well we walk our talk. And walking our talk, it's not a new idea. The other day, while praying the Liturgy of the Hours, I ran across a homily that was given in the year 200. The author is unknown, but somehow he must have been aware of the walking, talking concept. I would like to read a short sentence from that homily. "The Lord says, my name is constantly blasphemed by unbelievers." Why is the Lord's name blasphemed by the unbelievers? because so many of his followers say one thing and do another. When unbelievers hear the word of God from our lips, and hopefully they are moved by its beauty and its power. When we see that these words have little or no effect on our lives, they become disillusioned. We just as might as well bury our faith, just like that third worker. What many people are looking for today in the Catholic Church is not necessarily more inspiring people like Mother Teresa or Bishop Romero or Father McGivney or Dorothy Day. What they are looking for are more ordinary Catholics, like that professor, like each one of us in this church. People who not just profess their faith, but try their darndest to live it out faithfully every day. When we see when the world sees ordinary Catholics live their faith by their kindness, their gentleness, and their forgiveness, they are filled with admiration, and they want to know more about the faith that we profess. However, on the other hand, when they see us attend Mass and hear us speak of the beauty of our faith, but see that all this does not affect our lives, their admiration might turn to scorn. In a real sense, the problem in the church is that there might be a shortage of ordinary Catholics who bear living witness to the faith that we profess. And I truly believe that if you and I live our faith as Jesus taught us to live it, people would be breaking down our door to join us. In essence, I think the bottom line is to be the Catholic Christian who is willing to do for the world what Jesus and his disciples did for the world. The world can be changed not by our opinion, but by our example. Oh, by the way, just so you know, the student did find that the cleaning lady's name was Betty. She's the grandmother, and she's the newly widow. Do you know the name of your cleaning lady?